You're now listening to I Need a Word, your place for inspirational messages.
A little bit about my summer, right? And then get into how the Lord is teaching me how to survive, or the tools that I need to survive a dry season. So a dry season, let's talk about that for a second. It's like a season in your life where things that once work are no longer working, right? Let's say if you're a business owner, you were on an all-time high, sales were coming in from everywhere, right? And then all of a sudden, the sales start to drop a little bit. All of a sudden, things are kind of looking a little crazy. They're like, you're like, wait a minute, what's up, God? Like, I'm used to getting meeting a certain amount of number per month. What's up? What's going on, right? So, so over the summer, I was doing a lot of traveling. July, August, I was doing a lot of traveling, and everywhere I was going, people were giving me this great prophetic word about what was getting ready to happen over my life. And I received the same word four times, right? And so, you know, I was on a high. I'm like, thank you, God. Like, I know this is you. I know this is you. I know this is you. So coming into midsummer, I come back home, and I haven't been home. And like, I've been on the go for like 5 weeks, and I'm finally home, right? And so as I get home, I started to notice that, you know, although those big prophetic words were spoken over my life, everything around me started to dry up, right? I didn't have as many clients as I was having in the previous season. You know, my sales goals wasn't hitting like it should have been. Like, everything around me started to dry up. And I'm like, wait a minute, God, I serve you. You know, I pay tithes. You know, I give. Like, what's going on? And then the Lord has been revealing to me over the last couple of weeks tools that I need to survive what looks like a dry season. And one of the first things he said to me, he said, you need to prophesy to the dry bones. And he sent me to Ezekiel 37. And that is a good read for anybody who may be in a dry season. So what I started doing is I started looking at different things in my house, and I started prophesying what the Lord spoke over different things or different areas in my life, in my relationships or whatever. So that was the first thing he told me. He told me to prophesy to the dry bones. The second thing he told me is he said, you need to war for the prophecy, right? And the Bible tells us somewhere in Timothy, it tells us about warring for the prophecy. So what I would do, those prophetic words that I got, I would start listening to them every day and started to see myself walking into everything that the Lord everything that the Lord had for me. And then another thing he says, you got to start seeing yourself in that new place. So I started envisioning myself working with this particular type of client, right? I start seeing myself, you know, operating from this place or having my own office space in this place. I started to see myself doing that every day. And then he said, you need to start using the spiritual weapons that I have given you, right? And so some of the spiritual weapons that he reminded me or some that I wrote in my notebook was, one, the word of God, which is our sword, right? You know, the word can never return void. So I go around my house, I go wherever I'm going in my car, and I'm speaking what the word says only, right? And then another weapon we have is prayer and intercession. What has kept my sanity in this dry season is me spending time with God. Right? Me and direct communication and fellowship with him, because I know there's a plan for my life. I know it may be looking crazy, maybe looking contrary to what you said, God, but I still believe in you. I still believe in your word. So prayer is key as well. And you know, like, our prayer is so powerful because that's where we get directions from heaven, right? That's where we get the strategies. That's how we get access to different things, prayer. And then praise. There are some mornings where I literally wake up and I just start saying, God, I thank you, lifting my hands. And then I start dancing. And as I would begin to like dance and do things like that, I start to see things start to shift. Right. And then another weapon we have is worship. Your worship could literally change the atmosphere wherever you are. Your worship, your posture, because in your worship, fear, anxiety, depression, none of that can exist in the presence of the Lord. And then another tool he told me, he said, the name of Jesus, using the name of Jesus. He said, because every knee shall bow. We had that. So that's our spiritual tools. And I'll repeat that if necessary. And then one of the other things he said to me this morning is he said, no fear should speak louder than the word. No fear should speak louder than the voice that I have given you. You know, fear. So as fear was trying to arise in me, like, girl, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do that. I had to remember my authority, right? God, you said in your word and whatever the scripture is. And then he was saying, you just got to walk by faith. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. And before I get off here this morning, because I'm not going to be on here too long, one thing that he was showing me this morning, he was like, for a lot of us, the birthing may be laborious, right? It may be like, we may feel some pain, but there's purpose in that. He said, this baby shall be a healthy baby. You shall carry a healthy baby. Some of you may be going through a dry season or feeling, you know, like nothing is working out for you, because he's trying to show you how to break out of one tax bracket into another. He's trying to show you how to break out of one season into another. This is a breakout for a lot of us. So we have to use the spiritual weapons that we have, and we have to stay in faith, and we have to trust God in this dry season that I am believing that I'm coming out of. I'm trusting God more than ever. I have no other dependency. I have no other crutch. I have nobody else I can hold on to that can help me get through this but God. But God. So if nothing else, y'all, we got to learn how to just trust him even when we can't trace him, right? We got to learn how to just hold on to the word of God. Hold on to the word of God. I mean, this is going to be a great season for believers, but there are also going to be things that come into the earth, come into America, come into these different countries that the enemy has been plotting, but we have to remain in him. And that's why, if nothing else, y'all, pray. Pray so you could get the strategy on how to navigate in this new year. Because on God's calendar, it turned to 5783 a couple of days ago. So we're in a new year spiritually. So if you want to know how to navigate through that new year, you got to spend time in his presence. Spend time in his presence. And one thing that I've been doing a lot lately is journaling, right? I created two journals that I put out a couple of weeks ago. One was a 21-day, I'm just out here trusting God. And every day I write in that journal and say what I'm trusting God for, what anything I need to forgive, any type of forgiveness. And then the other journal I created is a little bit more in depth, but it causes you to spend time. I'm just trying to show people that journaling is another way you can hear from God, because it in the journaling, it sends you to the scriptures. It gets you reading, and it also gets you listening.
You've been listening to I Need a Word, your place for inspirational messages. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, or visit ineedaword.org.